Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
So, the last podcast, we were at a flea market, and Larry was looking for something for his TV, and, you know, I let Larry do whatever he wants. I mean, you've heard the changes and
do
things.
Do you, Dot? Do you let me do what I want, do you?
Larry, I mean, we've been sharing things on this podcast of the things that you've been doing. And believe me, I'm pretty low-key, okay? I'm not a high-maintenance. Well, I mean, when it comes to my appearance, I am. But you know what I mean. Anywho, so it just dawned on me. I said, Larry, where did you get the money to buy the TV and the soundbar? It's a giant TV. What is it, like 60 inches, Larry?
TVs are cheap these days, you know, so you could get that stuff. You check into it. TVs don't cost as much as you think. It's no biggie.
But not that I want to share our, you know, personal information, but, you know, Larry is an instructor at a community college, and he's off for the summer, okay? So I just happened to question, how did you get this, Larry? Are you using a credit card
is
for it?
Is this about the Galaga machine or something like that? Like,
well, the Galaga too. I'm wondering.
So
I'm
you're adding up my stuff.
Not that I pay attention, Larry, but you know, I'm just wondering. It's what it is. It's that bass. I hear this bass. He got a subwoofer.
So
with
what?
With the sound bar, and I'm upstairs.
I got a guy,
and I hear boom, 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 boom.
I got a cousin that knows stuff. I got a connection. I get stuff discounted.
Okay. So, Larry, I have to wonder, have you hooked up with that young kid that got you involved with that wink, wink, delivering the stuff on the truck?
Where are you getting this stuff from, Dot? Why was this coming
TV,
out of the...
it's a TV, Larry. It's a soundbar. It's huge. Did he call you, Larry?
Okay, all right, yeah. So I got some, like I said, I know a guy, you know, but it's not like he's asking me to make more, like, truck runs to the city or nothing like that. He just has some merchandise to move, and I'm a guy that I could use some merchandise, you know? I have dreams. I have ideas. I have the way I want my stuff, you know, so.
Larry, you had a perfectly good TV down there. Why do you need another giant TV?
Bigger is better.
Oh, my God. So, there's not going to be a knock at the door, Larry, right? And some authorities questioning you for anything, right?
No, nothing like that.
We live in a nice neighborhood, Larry. We don't need trouble.
There's no trouble. There's no serial numbers even on it. Everything's fine.
Oh, my God. That's all I need to hear. So, anywho, I had to talk about this on the podcast because I'm just wondering, you know, I have to wonder, Larry, if I even really 100% know you.
You know me. Can a guy have his man den? I'm just trying to make things as nice as I can.
You had a wonderful man den with your trains. It was wonderful. Okay, so Bobby would come over and play the trains with you and...
Well, so I wanted to move on into the entertainment world.
God. So here's what we have to deal with now. So I have to listen to the thump, thump, thump like I'm in some kind of club.
Sure, but it'll be okay.
In the club.
Yeah, but it'd be okay if you were down there watching like your Twilight movies or something like that on that big screen with good sound, wouldn't it?
Oh,
you'd like that, wouldn't you? Yeah, you'd like that. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
Sure you would.
Okay, so
maybe you should try it out though. Let me pour you some wine and just you could go down and watch one of your movies.
I am going to
have to. You're going to love it.
On the Blu-ray. So this is our life. We just wanted to share it with you. Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
I know a guy.